Now, KRWG News. It's 6:45. Good morning. This is KC Counts. New Mexico legislators want greater accountability regarding state grants and tax incentives for businesses that are designed to create jobs. The push comes as the state ramps up financial support to a variety of industries. Proposed legislation by Democratic Representative Bill Tallman of Albuquerque would require businesses that receive public support to provide the state with details about the number of related new full-time jobs, annual wages for those jobs, and spending on local infrastructure. The proposal holds implications for hundreds of businesses that receive more than $100 million in incentives each year. Now to the Tuesday Health Watch. A recent study suggests doctors often implant stents to open arteries when medication and lifestyle changes can produce the same result. KERA's Sam Baker talked about the study with Dr. Fahmy Jasmine Farah, a cardiologist with Baylor Scott & White All Saints Medical Center in Fort Worth.
This study focuses on patients who have stable ischemic heart disease, meaning they have heart disease. Also, they have a positive stress test. There's something happening, like there could be a blockage that's still sitting there. Mm-hmm. So in this situation, whether to choose medication versus going in there invasively and opening it up is determinant on the symptoms. Because in the stable scenario, we know that it did not make a difference in terms of two broad outcomes. One was death due to cardiovascular causes, and the other was myocardial infarction. So if a patient is having a lot of chest pain, shortness of breath, those patients are at increased risk of having an adverse event. So those are the patients that we are inclined to take to the cath lab and choose stents. Mm-hmm. Whereas in patients who are completely asymptomatic, we can take the route of choosing medical therapy.
The study, though, suggests that doctors perhaps are using stents more often than they need to.
I want to make one clarification about this study is that this study is not taking away stents from patients. Neither is it saying that if you choose medical therapy, that's it. This study is still saying that if medical therapy doesn't work, stents are still an option.
It wasn't saying one is bad and one isn't.
Right. They're both good choices.
The question is which one is more necessary than the other at the time.
Yes. We have to break it down in terms of in cardiology, we think of the two things that we are really trying to focus on is, are we preventing this patient's outcome of having a death related to cardiovascular disease? Are we preventing this patient from having a heart attack? There is a misconception, I believe, out there that if they have a positive stress test, meaning an abnormal stress test, and we don't go in there and put a stent in, they're at risk of having a heart attack. And that's the fundamental clarification we need. And this study provides that. For me, that discussion has always been important to inform the patient so that they make the best choice. And I think that's going to become even more relevant with this new study, because we now know that the most important things, death and myocardial infarction, did not make a difference. So either way, we will be okay. So I think this allows the patient to have more of a collaborative decision-making capacity.
Do you think this is going to lead to changes in how decision-making is handled?
I think it will to some degree. Before this study, we did have another landmark trial that was the COURAGE trial that came out in 2007, I believe. It didn't have as much power because it had about 2,000 the population, but it did show putting in a stent in the outpatient setting whether it made a difference in the two key questions of death versus myocardial infarction, and the answer was no. So we already knew this to some degree, but this study sheds new light with a lot more power. This study looked into over 5,000 patients. It involved 320 different countries collaborating with a robust data set. It gave us a lot more confidence. We can say that stent is not necessarily the option for every abnormal stress test. We definitely have to keep the patient in mind, whether the patient is having symptoms.
In the meantime, What should people listening to this conversation do to try and avoid this question altogether?
There are some things that are in our control and some things are not. For instance, family history. The hereditary part is not in our control. But we have data that shows that 80% of heart disease is preventable. So I am very big on heart-healthy diet, exercising, reducing stress factors, smoking cessation. Check your blood pressure daily. If you see that your blood pressure is high, talk to a doctor.
Dr. Farah, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.